Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. 2 years after purchasing the former Northfield News Building at 115 5th Street West for $1.2 million, the city of Northfield has announced its intention to sell the property to Loon Liquors as the company looks to expand its distillation operations and cocktail room. In March of 2022, the city purchased 115 5th Street West and 411 Water Street as part of a long-term redevelopment strategy to keep downtown Northfield healthy and to make the land adjacent to the river more active. At the time, the plan was to build a structure at 5th and Washington Streets that would house a new municipal liquor store, with the Northfield News Building serving as a temporary relocation site. After those plans fell through, the property became available for resale. A statement issued by the City of Northfield said Loon Liquors plans to remodel the building to accommodate a needed expansion. They hope to add a kitchen to provide farmer-focused food offerings and continue their craft beverage operation. The craft distillery is owned and operated by its two co-founders, Simeon Rossi and Mark Schiller, both graduates of Northfield High School, who have what the statement called a Northfield-centric mission. They currently distribute to more than 300 liquor stores, bars, and restaurants in Minnesota. This expansion will create the opportunity to expand regionally, possibly into international markets. According to the statement, the city will continue to refine redevelopment plans for downtown, including the Ameriprise building, the Northfield Municipal Liquor Store, and the public parking lot site located at 5th and Washington Streets. A public hearing is scheduled for 6 p.m. on April 23rd in the City Hall Council Chambers. After the public hearing, the City Council will deliberate and consider action on the sale. Meanwhile, the Council will discuss information on the pending proposal this evening during their work session. The statement said, terms of the sale are being finalized, but will be forthcoming in preparation for the April 23rd public hearing. A free screening is being set up at the Northfield Middle School to help young people between the ages of 14 and 24 years old learn if they have a heart condition that could become very dangerous during physical activity. Evan Lowe, a senior at Northfield High School, is a frequent volunteer with Play for Patrick, an organization founded to offer heart screenings for young people after 14-year-old Patrick Schoonover died during a hockey game due to an undiagnosed condition. Evan's sister Erica was found to have a condition that causes the thickening of the heart walls after she collapsed at the finish line of a cross-country race. With her diagnosis and a family connection to Play for Patrick, she began to set up a screening event in Northfield. Evan said everything was set and in place just as COVID-19 hit and the event had to be canceled. With Erica now at college, Evan decided to pick up where she left off, and he has arranged for the screening to be held at the Northfield Middle School on April 20th. Those who attend will have their height and weight measured and their blood pressure taken. Then a volunteer medical technician will perform an EKG and an electrocardiogram. After the tests are taken, they will meet with a volunteer physician who will go through the data with them and advise on a necessary course of action if any is needed. Evan said, while there are many spots available, space is limited.
There's 200 spots at this heart screening, and this is a free screening. I would say that if you feel like you have symptoms of a heart condition, so if you feel like you get tired really easily after exercising, or if you ever have heart palpitations or something like that, that this would be a great opportunity for you to do it. And ultimately, it is a personal choice for everyone.
The importance of a screening like this cannot be measured, but he pointed out that even the discovery of a heart condition does not necessarily mean it's the end of the road for a person's athletic career. He said his sister is an excellent example of someone who kept going after a diagnosis.
She was able to be proactive, and so she was actually able to continue competing, but just know her risks of sudden cardiac arrest. And she stayed at a very competitive level, and she was able to make the state tournament her senior year. Even if you are like worried, if I have a heart condition, what does that mean? There's many different avenues that can go. This is a great opportunity to learn your risk, and that isn't always a one-and-done type thing.
The Play for Patrick free heart screening is set for April 20th from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Northfield Middle School. Evan said the screening can take anywhere from 45 minutes to 2 hours, depending on the number of volunteers. For more information and to register for the screening, visit playforpatrick.org. And the Northfield City Council will meet for a work session tonight in the council chambers at City Hall. Aside from the aforementioned discussion of the sale of the Northfield News Building to Loon Liquors, the council will review their rules of business amendments, new policies for proclamations and resolutions, and the roles of the city attorney, council liaison, and ex officio members. There will also be an administrative services organization assessment. As always, the city council and the Northfield City staff are eager to hear the opinions of the public on any matter, whether the subject is on the council agenda or not. The meeting tonight is a work session, so the council will not hear from the public. However, those who do wish to make a point, air an opinion, or ask a question can email their counselor directly or make use of the e-comment function, which can be found in the agenda section of the city website. The meeting will begin tonight at 6 p.m. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The one.